2CC podcast.
Nearly 18 months after breaking ground, the new suburb of Whitlam is now open for the public to drive through and explore. More than 2,000 families will eventually call Whitlam home. 330 blocks already sold and another release due early next year. The suburb's going to have its own primary school, shopping centre and multiple parks. But with the population growing all over Weston Creek and Molonglo, what else is needed? Tom Anderson is the chair of the Weston Creek Community Council and joins us now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
330 blocks already sold, but 2,000 families eventually. It's going to take a bit of infrastructure to satisfy those new residents, I would have thought.
Well, it will do too. And because it's a bit isolated, Stephen, there's a few things that they need to put in place early on. We need the bridge over the river so it connects with the rest of Molonglo. We also need shops in there early. And I think the government's learnt from what happened early on in Coombs and Wright. Well, I hope they do. I certainly know the Suburban Land Agency has, and they're at the front end of this. And actually, they're speaking at our public meeting tonight, along with Emma Davidson. So there's a plug for that. I also think because of the isolation, we need something there for the community to gather at. And if the shops aren't there, what about one of these old temporary structures that we could put in there for the community to meet at, where they could catch up with one another and meet one another, something to keep them going where they are.
Probably something to be said for having some sort of permanent structure, like a community hall or something like that, where the community can meet. But the balancing act here is making sure that, you know, those 33 blocks that are already sold, it's going to be a while before all of those residents move in, but the time is really now to start putting this infrastructure in. I know we know the bridge is coming, but these things take time, don't they?
Well, the bridge will take probably a good 3 years before that happens, Stephen. And we've got to look after the people. They'll probably be in there at the end of next year or sometime in the latter half of 2021. So we need to cater for that now. And we need to put the transport in there, the buses in there to provide... that transport for people to get to shops if the shops aren't there. And you're right, you know, early infrastructure in the old way that Canberra was built, where the shops were in and the school was in, when people moved in.
Yeah.
And it was a much, much more smoother transition into the new community.
Have you been given any indication of how long it's going to take for things like the primary school and shopping centre to be built?
No, haven't done that, but it's a good question for our colleagues from the Suburban Land Agency when they come along to our public meeting tonight.
You're also calling for a stronger police presence. What are you looking for some sort of for a police station in the region, or just increased patrols?
No, we'd like to see a police presence in Weston Creek and Molonglo, a separate police station that could be set up temporarily. In Weston Creek now. I don't think we'll get a permanent place until we see the group centre built, which again is probably 3-4 years away before it really opens. And I think that's too long. I think we need them now. We need additional police in the ACT to be able to staff this one.
One wonders why, you know, you and I can sit here and talk all of this, which is pretty much common sense, but governments don't seem to be able to see that far ahead, do they?
Oh, we try. We try, Stephen. We try. We talk to them and we stress to them the importance of these things. I mean, finally, in Wright, the cocoa development, which will have a major supermarket in it, is underway. But that won't be open probably until the end of next year again. So here we've got the people of Wright and Coombs still waiting for shops.
Yep, it's an ongoing story. Tom, good to speak to you. Good luck with the meeting tonight, and let's hope that they listen.
Thanks. Thanks for the opportunity, Stephen.
All the best. Tom Anderson, Chair of the Weston Creek Community Council. If you live in that region, love to hear from you this morning, 6255 1206. Or if you've bought one of the new blocks in Whitlam, let us know what drew you to that area. 6255 1206, the number, 0488 266 266 is the text line, or you can send us an email, studio@2cc.net.au.
A 2CC podcast.